All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Green Fox Gaming. Place Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. You know, some of the pre-show banter we could never get away with, to be frank. But some of it is just like we could never recreate it. You just had to be there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry we didn't record it for you. Ooh, anyway, this is Joe. I'll be handling the shit show. I'm joined by my good friends, Dace, playing Benji.
This is Dace. Joe just dropped an idea that is so fucking funny, and I can't handle it. Hi.
Yeah. Brad, playing Hank, who didn't say anything throughout all of that.
Hello, sorry.
And then, of course, Sean, playing Benedict.
Hello. Brad wasn't liking our banter, but we would like
it. I do know. I think it is a great idea. I do think it's a great idea.
Should we just share it now? Is that now?
I think it's.
Are you okay? This is a fucking million-dollar
idea.
If I put this out there, here's the thing: this idea, this name, is copyright Green Box Gaming, 2024. So
okay,
cool. So like
legal disclaimer.
This
done.
This idea belongs to Green Box Gaming.
You know what,
LLC.
Joe? That's exactly how the internet works. It's a good thing that you said that, right?
Because no one's now if someone goes and takes it, then we will have grounds for suit later.
Okay.
Oh, also, I should say, I legally own Joe Box.
I
own Joe Box LLC.
Like dibs? Is this the American legal system? It's
just calling
dibs.
In the future. Corporations are people, and people are corporations.
Corporations.
We can own people.
Well, it's like you can also do the opposite, where you touch the end of your nose, and that means that you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Your nose goes.
No takesy.
Yeah, that one. That's like not doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to drop this.
Okay.
On.
So my idea is that I'm gonna spend some time once I get done with my current. My current life-consuming goal of what I'm doing in school.
Infatuation.
That when I get done with that.
Infatuation.
Once you're done helping people,
fixing
the human population.
Yeah, once I'm done with
once
that.
Once you've fixed humanity.
Once I've fixed everyone. Then I'm going to start my EDM career. And my whole like ego, there's like Deadmau5, who has the mask, and there's like Daft Punk, they've got their things. My thing is, I'm gonna go up on stage and I'm gonna have one of those like a shawl like wrapped around my head and shoulders, and I'm gonna have like a rubber mask that's like an old woman. And my whole thing is, I'm gonna get up there and my stage name is gonna be Babushka, and I'm gonna get up there and just says. It's like, it's gonna be all quiet. It's like, give me beats. Blah, 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 blah. It's just gonna be a dumb play on words. The whole thing.
All right.
I stand in
this
line.
This is fucking genius.
I stand in line all day for beats. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, God.
That's ingenious.
And like I'm saying, on the cover, it's got to be B-E-E-T-S. Because it's beats. You're waiting
of course.
For beats.
Of for
course.
Sure.
Not B-E-E-T-S.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then
suggested...
That
we could have a duo.
Yeah,
and
a duo.
You would be Bushka, and then I could, fill the role of the Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
House with chicken legs, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm sure we're not gonna be accused of some cultural appropriation or something. We can definitely do this, and everyone will be happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna come forward with my alter ego. It's just not appropriate.
It's gonna be
to the Italians.
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Sean's alter ego is not gonna be publicized.
No. I'm reworking it. We're still drafting that one.
Yeah. We gotta talk to the marketing team about that.
And the legal department.
And the legal department.
God almighty.
Oh god. If you could go back and like reinvent yourself, because like you know the, like the whole thing, you know, there for a long time.
I would be a stripper.
All right, there you go.
No hesitation.
question answered. Well, like you know, because you know, I guess like you know, in the music scene, like, there are obviously people who have masks and you know keep their identity secret. But, like if you could do something like that, if you could go out and do something like that, like. You know, as like a second career, like would you be like a masked musician? Or like if you could be like a masked lawyer. Imagine if we did that instead, if every profession you could just show up and with a mask on instead, and that would be like your whole
mystique.
Here's
the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. We already do.
Take off the mask, Joe.
Think about it.
No,
take
right.
off the all mask. Right. All right.
You that smug look off your face.
All right.
They're actually. I don't know. Did you guys hear about this? Did you guys hear about this guy who, like, I can't remember what country it was. I think it was like a country in Africa. This guy was running for president, and his identity was completely secret. He like had like a mask, like a Daft Punk style, like kind of helmet that he wore for everything.
No.
I've not
recently?
Heard about this.
I don't know if it's recent. Like, I definitely was something that happened. I don't know, like, how wild would that be? Like, you could, like, show up to... Like, again, like, imagine, like the masked lawyer who just, like, shows up with his big, weird mask and, like, and no one actually knows who he is.
Joe, you're just doing Daredevil. Like, now you're doing copyright infringement.
Yeah.
You're right. It's already been done.
It's done. Yeah. Simpsons did it. There.
Simpsons did it. Simpsons has always
Simpsons.
Done it.
They've done everything.
They've done it all. Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I don't. It's also worth noting that anyone who knows anything about EDM, I don't know shit about music. I don't know a fucking thing. It's certainly not about EDM. It
the
really
first
got to
rule is there are no rules, Joe.
Is that it? No rules, only guidelines.
And.
Beats.
There's a huge precedent for like masked artists. Like I think when didn't the Knife wear masks when they first started?
Did
out?
They? Well, even
I
the
don't think
you
so.
Know
they
the
just
the
always
gorillas,
had weird paint on their face.
You know the gorillas like no one knew who they were for a long time. They had their animated
avatars.
You know, people. Yeah,
that's actually really cool. I don't remember. I just remember this is probably a decade ago when Jay-Z I think started his own. Music streaming software was supposed to give you like more royalties. I forgot what it was called, and it was all these like you know big artists there, and they're you know Beyonce and other people are like, it's just so great to come together. There's like no ego, and then it pans to Daft Punk, and they're sitting there with their helmets on. It's like there's no ego in it whatsoever. It's just like a huge ass mask on.
Oh, what is a famous like? He's a rapper. He wears a mask. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna stop talking because I don't know enough about that.
We just don't. We don't consume enough rap.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I think it's a good way to do it. Like I don't know. It's like, do they do it? Like, do you think it's because of the mystique, or do you think there's like a oh no, I actually don't want people to know who I am.
And it's not gonna.
I'll tell you exactly the appeal for it. It's you can put on a persona and you don't have to be yourself on stage. It's like that is the reason.
Twofold, and then it's also a spectacle type thing.
Right.
But you're gonna
I think the spectacle aspect is just like an added bonus.
Right.
Like,
I don't know, I think these times are over. Like you're gonna have to be physically present if you wanna do that kind of shit. In our current times.
What?
There's no more like anonymity or animated characters that you can adopt.
Isn't there an artist in like Korea or something who has like a 3D avatar hologram who like
so
performs
many.
On stage while she like sings?
But you don't know if they're actually real.
I guess not.
No. I have a radical idea. I think we should wear Taylor Swift masks when we do this podcast.
Wow. You're Swifties
for Greenbox Gaming.
Just correct. It was radical.
Can we
Swifties for Greenbox Gaming?
Do we get to keep our labels?
Just crossover. It's an ambitious crossover.
God damn.
I've seen our breakdowns of kind of like the demographics of our audience. I don't think there's a lot of Swifties in there, man. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
Speaking of centipedes.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Speaking of centipedes.
Did I do it right? John, I absolutely lost the thread. For a minute, I was like, "Is it? Have we started recording yet? Are we still just shooting the shit?" No, this is an actual session, and we must play.
You know, it's weird. It's like our second episode banter. It's typically not as good as the first one because we're kind of fried.
Yeah.
You know, by the time we get the second one,
or
anyway, or better, depending on, you know, kind of what flavor you like in that. So, yeah. Anyway, speaking of unknowable things, speaking of things that wear masks, let's talk about Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. How about that?
You really made it happen. You made it happen.
I really crowbarred it in. Last time, guys, you guys are in the labyrinth. And as mentioned at the back end of last episode, we did technically spend the entire episode in one room, which I love.
I love, from the bottom of my heart. Take issue.
It is one of my favorite things we do.
A labyrinth as an entire room. No.
I don't think you guys left this one chamber.
Hallway. It was like, yeah.
That's a fair point. Fair.
So I'm going to call it, for all intents and purposes, a room. Last time...
Look, it's a character drama.
It's a character drama, guys. You guys are in the labyrinth. You are trying to track down Jason Lentz's bottle, supposedly. You guys, last time, you basically, you know, you guys had run in everything that happened in the Dorchester and everything that happened in the Broad Albin. You guys have made your way here. When you got here, one of the things that you realized, you know, and it's something I covered in the last one, was when Benji consumed this bug and got lucky and had a bit of an insight. Oh, it needs to be dark. So you guys had the sommelier, or what you think is the sommelier, at least, this mannequin that you guys have seen previously, kind of come forward and seem to invite you to something. And you guys, and Hank Ellis, in what I think was a very character-appropriate reaction, turns on this thing and, like, shines his light on it. Like, to be frank, like, I think that's exactly
spot on
what Hank would have done. I think Hank would have been like, the fuck? And turned around,
yep.
You know, at this thing. And saw this thing retreat out of the darkness, you know, and you guys are kind of like, you know, well, shit, you know, that was... We think that was the way forward, you know, from a meta perspective. Fuck. That was the way forward in this labyrinth. You guys decided that you were going to... That you were, okay, let's just wait. Let's see what happened. This time you guys turned off your lights and kind of waited. And out of the darkness came a woman. A woman who was mortally wounded. You guys opened up her... I think... What was the name? It was a Geneva... Something?
Geneva Brown.
Name? I can't... Geneva Brown. There you go. Some type of federal agent. Geneva Brown. He stumbled out of the darkness. And you guys don't know what the hell is going on. This place is obviously just absolutely fucking bonkers. And at the end, you guys decide to do something. Let me rephrase that. I think Benji comes up with the idea. You know, and the funny thing is like, you know, completely out of like character, you know, and completely from a meta perspective, or not even, no, not from meta perspective, from a very much in character perspective. Benji's sanity is super low. He's not doing well mentally.
Nope.
And I think this is actually something that he would do. And it's like, and you know, and something that you guys have observed over the years. Over this mission in Impossible Landscapes, as you guys have observed the kind of, what would you call it, like the paranormal manifestations of the King in Yellow, they seem to draw in artists
and art of all types. Yeah. And
And
going back, you know, and keep in mind, I don't know if you guys remember this now. I might remind you of this right real quick. Benji, there was actually a time where you read The King in Yellow back in 1995, and you kind of really woke up. Guitar. You got really, really good at guitar off the back of it, and you kind of woke up kind of singing and playing this song that you had never sung in a bar, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
I recall that.
So Benji kind of starts belting out this song. You guys are in the darkness, in the labyrinth, you know, and it echoes out. But then the song begins to be matched. The song begins to be sung back to you.
If I came coming.
I wish I knew the lyrics because I would have done it in the voice as well. But you hear the song being sung back, this old blues song, by a voice that Benji has not heard since, I think, 1990? Yeah. I think? When Benji had journeyed down south to a crossroads.
Clarksdale,
Mississippi, a famous crossroads where I believe it was... Who is the blues musician?
Oh, it was Robert.
Robert Johnson. Where Robert Johnson supposedly had sold...
Old Bob Johnny.
Had supposedly sold his soul to the devil. And you had not heard this voice since then, but then you heard it. You heard him tell you, like, Benji Posh, you come a long way. You want to meet the king? Well... here you go. As you guys are all floored by the reverberating sound of a gong that rattles your bones, rattles your teeth in your mouth. You can feel it in the walls as you guys are all brought down to your knees. So, that is where we are at. So, keeping that in mind, all of that just happened. What is Benji's experience of hearing this voice? Like, these other guys, they hear the voice too, but this voice doesn't mean anything to them, right? Before the gong, before your mind is basically racked with essentially pain, what goes through Benji's head?
Fear.
Just absolute fear.
You got to picture it cinematically. He's got, you know, blood on his face from this dead woman that he tried to fix and couldn't. And he's just like rocking back and forth in a labyrinth.
In the dark.
In the middle of nowhere.
Right.
In the dark.
In the pitch dark.
And in an impossible landscape, one might say.
One could even say...
at the lowest point in his life, like, without direction. And then he hears this voice again.
I think you're right. He should roll a sanity check.
Oh, we're going to get to it, don't worry. Sean.
Sorry. Yeah, that'll happen.
Brad, are you with us?
I think he was just going to be right back.
Yeah.
He'll be back shortly, okay. I can hear him.
Okay.
So I would amend that. It would be fear at first upon hearing that voice. But also, like, a little bit of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's something recognizable in the dark, in nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, in this place.
in this specific circumstance, like, anything that is familiar might be comforting.
Yeah.
So here's actually a question. So, you know, this is something we've never really talked about. This, you know, Benji has a PhD in music, right? You know, he's mm-hmm. Dr. Potts, right? And you had originally talked about, you know, a long time ago that you were kind of writing about the unnatural and the blues, right? That was how Benji kind of got introduced to Delta Green.
Yeah.
What did Benji ever write about that encounter at Clarksdale? Did he ever actually write about it?
Certainly, he wouldn't have published it, but his you know, he's working on his like personal dissertation.
Yeah.
It's which like memoirs. Will never be published. Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What do you call that figure you ran into that night? What does Benji call it? Because you came there to try to meet the devil.
I think he would call it the devil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, here you are. You hear this voice chuckle. And the other two of you, Hank and Benedict, so this voice doesn't mean anything to you, but there is an innate reaction in, like, very much a physical reaction where, like, the hairs on your neck stand up at the chortle of this laugh that
if
echoes.
I could go so far, go I ahead. Would imagine that it's like if when you're at a concert and the bass is so hard that you feel it in your chest, like it makes you vibrate. That's what I imagine this voice sounded like.
And when you guys hear this, like, it sends literally like a cold shiver up your spine. You guys, and there's probably barely a moment where maybe either Benedict or Hank kind of say, you know, like, hey, like, hey, Benji, do you know this guy?
Yeah, that's exactly what Hank would say.
You know, and there's a moment like where you're about to say that, you know, right before this gong goes off. When I say gong, like, it sounds exactly like that, except imagine having your head inside three gongs, like, just right in the middle of them. And it's just, I mean, and when I say it rattles, have any of you ever experienced a sound so loud that it actually shakes your eyes and you can see that it's shaking your eyes?
I don't think I've experienced that.
I can't say I have, but I would imagine being like inside of a 10-foot diameter bell when it rings.
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen like a cartoon of like someone with their head inside a bell gets rung, like, and just like
I'll tell you. Sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
I'll tell you, I have had my head right next to a gong when someone hits it.
Yeah. As good as.
Been there.
So I know what that feels like.
But yeah, so you guys all go down. So
it's also just making me think of the really loud honking noise that we heard in the apartment first time around at Abigail's apartment.
Similar.
And we saw a man with a snake around his neck walking down the road.
Oh, the recall on this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joking level, right?
So
memory on memory, bro.
I don't know if that's... I need to be a little better.
Big brain,
I need to be a little better with the jokins. I need to give them more often. But I don't know if that's joking worthy. I'm sorry.
Well, fair.
That is absolutely joking worthy.
You think that's joking worthy?
That's how crypto works, bro.
I don't know.
You got to give out to get back.
So everyone, go ahead and roll me your sanity checks.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Let's go ahead and get those going.
Fail.
Success.
Wow. Benji.
For Benji.
Honestly, we need Benji. That kind of makes sense, though.
Is that your negative 10?
Yeah.
It's
all good.
I still with negative 10.
Even with the negative 10, that would have passed. But it kind of makes sense because, like,
damn it.
This is his new comfort zone, like, in this insane place.
Right.
Joe's actively like, cringing where he lives. That Benji doesn't get to go insane.
Damn it.
Roll again.
It just makes things complicated for you guys. Well, especially because, you two who failed take one sanity damage. This is from unnatural. You guys are going to have... If Benji would have had this, because Benji's has this catatonia thing, you know, that would have complicated things for you guys. Last time, Benji had a took some unnatural damage. It fucked you guys up pretty bad. It kind of got you lost in the basement. So you guys hear this gong, and the reverberation begins to fade, as a gong does. And you guys hear... You realize that there's another sound behind all the gongs. And again, you guys are in pitch black, you know, or maybe you're, you know, you just turn on the light or something, and you hear that from echoing down one of the ways, and seemingly coming towards you are the sounds of pipes and flutes and horns, like a parade, almost. Like there's something coming. Like there's 100 musicians all coming your way.
Second line.
What do you do? Second line is coming. what do you do? What do you do? You guys are all here. And like you're all on your knees, and you two probably have a lot of questions for Benji.
Yeah, Benji. Benji's.
They're coming.
What's happening right now?
They're coming. They're coming towards
us.
It sounds like something. It sounds like this music is getting closer.
He's like kind of holding his ears. He's like, Jesus, Benji, who was that?
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
How can I not?
Oh, that was the devil.
Oh.
Jesus.
I imagine you guys are yelling at each other. That was the devil.
Say again.
Absolutely yelling.
The devil.
The devil. It was the literal devil.
Jesus. Do we want to hang around for this? Is Benji, you're taking the lead here.
I don't know. Man, I don't know.
Let's try to follow that voice. Anywhere but here. Anywhere but here. Hank will try to get everyone to like
feel the music. Feel the music. Dance with the rhythm.
Dance. Okay, dance, Hank. Hank, dance.
Be a part of it.
He like
no. I'm not dancing.
Dance.
He's gonna try to pull y'all towards the voice.
No. He's gonna
try to go toward the voice. Okay. Yeah.
Benedict is resisting.
It sounds like Benedict doesn't want to go toward the voice.
He's following Benji. Benji's driving this thing. And he's bringing Hank down with him.
And Benji is solidly doing that dance in Pulp Fiction.
He's dancing.
When they're in the diner, which is like the twist. He's just doing the twist.
The light is on, and I think Benedict has dropped the light now. It's like casting shadows up from the bottom while we're just dancing ridiculously.
And Hank, so here's the thing. You guys,
absurd.
So Hank has his flashlight, but it is barely flickering. So like, and it's flickering in that way. It's like almost like strobing a little bit. So you're only getting little flashes of what's going on here. And these two are yelling, and you guys are still yelling because your heads are still ringing. And Hank, as you're kind of like, you know, you're kind of turned towards where the music is coming from, you see that, you see something that was not there previously. You see that on the wall, or replacing one of the wide walls of this labyrinth, is now a velvet red curtain from ceiling to floor.
Look! And he's like going to try to snap them out of their dancing fits.
Dance mania.
I cannot emphasize enough how absurd the scene is. Benji's face covered in blood. There's a dead corpse in the hallway. There's a second line coming up, and Benji and Benedict are just doing the twist. And then all of a sudden, a red curtain comes, and Hank's like,
Brad, go ahead and roll me a luck roll for Hank. Tell me if you're lucky or unlucky, please. Your light goes out. You don't know if it's going to come back.
Oh, I will add to that the strobing effect, and now it goes.
And then it gives up the ghost.
Okay, I think Benedict could be scared now.
Damn it. You fellas can dance all you want. I'm going for this red curtain. I got to get out of here.
So it sounds like the music is like coming up behind the curtain almost. Like it's getting
it's coming
closer
from the curtain.
And closer.
Okay.
Actually, you know what is on the other side of a curtain every time we've seen that is a fucking stage.
That's true.
All right, Benedict, that's our sign.
I'm with you, Benji.
Let's get after it. Pitter-patter and all that.
Pitter-patter, let's get at her. But do we, so can we actually get towards it?
Are you guys going to attempt to create some type of light, or...
Benji is not.
Well,
so it's pitch, Hank just saw it. You can't see shit.
But Hank just saw it. Can he maybe get to it without seeing?
Yeah, I know the direction it was.
Like, maybe you can roll something to get us there.
Yeah, surely. Can I not just walk directly where I saw it last?
He also wasn't spinning and dancing, so he's got orientation.
Yeah, I would say that you can probably head toward it. You can probably walk toward it in the black, like in the inky black. You know, you kind of extending your hands forward. You know, before you kind of get there, you begin to hear the sound of water. It sounds like there is water running, and very quickly you realize that there is something on the ground. It seems thicker than water, but there's something. It seems to be flowing out from the direction you're facing, Hank.
Where the curtain is.
Yep, so that's what Hank's doing.
Oh, wait, we've
what about...
This is a fucking David... This is a David Lynch film.
It is.
What is Benji doing?
Benji's making his way towards the curtain.
Okay, Benji's also heading towards the curtain. What about Benedict?
Benedict is following Benji.
All right, like hand on his shoulder or something?
Hand on his hips. We're doing a conga line.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we conga line into the red curtain.
Into the king.
Okay. All right. The music is swelling into a kind of a crescendo. And you hear from behind you somewhere this chuckling again. It's like... And you hear... Here, it's like, and so goes the story of Benji Potts. So much potential. And at that, there are lights that go poof and blast onto the curtain and illuminate it in totality, and probably almost knocking you guys back, just, you know, to just the flash of it. And the music rises and cuts in a moment. And Hank, you see that you are standing and there is water, and you see that there is a kind of stage. You can kind of see like the edge of kind of a stage, and from underneath the curtain is gushing this thick, clear liquid. And it's like, it's flowing out, but it's kind of piling up on itself because it's not as thin as water. It's this thick. And it's pouring out. It's almost up to your ankles, Hank, as you look down. And you look up at the curtain. And you think you can just make out the movement of someone behind it. Everyone roll me another sanity check, please.
Sure.
Come on.
This seems fine. I mean, there's so many times I've been totally surrounded by weird viscous liquid in the dark. Success.
Mm-hmm.
Failure for Benji.
A failure for Benji?
Yeah.
And Hank. All right, everyone take one damage. Who failed? Benji.
Well, this is...
Benji, what are you going to do? Are you going to attempt to repress?
He had a breaking point? Or he's just doing that? Or
no.
He's going to do his catatonia because he's losing sanity from unnatural.
Wait, hit me with that again?
You are about...
Am I going to go catatonic if I don't repress?
You're going to... Yeah. If you want to continue to be an actor in this, then you are going to need to...
Play.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a slip.
Yeah.
We got him.
I'm going to repress.
All right. As usual, I have to look up the repression rules.
Yeah.
So, there's temporary insanity. Resisting insanity.
What's a homebrew mechanic that we came up with?
Pushing willpower.
We didn't come up with a homebrew thing for this. Is that you basically, you need to, but here's the problem. How much willpower do you have?
One.
If you burn that willpower, you will automatically basically have an emotional breakdown and become catatonic anyway. So I'm going to tell you it's actually kind of impossible for you to repress.
Yep.
Because your willpower is so low.
Shit. So my choices are literally go catatonic or Benji dies, essentially. Like, when you lose your willpower... What happens when you lose your willpower points in Delta Green?
When your willpower points go all the way down, you have what they call as an emotional breakdown, and you basically kind of go catatonic. Basically, you cannot do anything. You kind of just, like, lose all capacity to do anything, which so essentially my is choices, catatonia.
My choices are go catatonic or go catatonic.
Yes, it's go catatonic or burn one willpower and go catatonic.
So it seems like let's hold on to that willpower might be useful. It's like a donation
on the back
to
end.
A charitable fund.
Orphans okay. who don't have any willpower.
What? God damn it.
Benji.
Okay.
As this kind of happens, you know, Hank. Benedict, you're there with Benji, and you know you have your hand on his hips because you guys are doing the Congo line thing. And Hank, you're maybe a bit in front. Does Hank have a weapon in his hand or anything, or is he just kind of going toward the? I'm sorry, am I boring?
I think
you?
He would.
I think he would have his definitely his AR out.
Okay, you got your rifle. You know, kind of up and at the ready, and you hear this kind of splash, and you look over your shoulder real quick and see Benji has fallen to his knees, ooh, head down, eyes up at the curtain.
He's just like staring at it.
We're on the stage, right?
You're not on the stage. No.
We're in the labyrinth. There's music coming and a spot. No, sorry, no music now. There's a spotlight behind us. Magically shining at this red curtain that's in front of us. And there might be someone behind the red curtain. I think...
Benedict surely is kind of behind him. And can just, like, carry him forward.
I think it... Yeah. But Hank is gonna do, like... This is kind of cinematic. He's gonna see Benji just, like, drop and, like, just stare at the curtain. And then Hank's gonna, like, with his gun, slowly look at the curtain and pull it back.
Okay, we're gonna take this turn by turn. Okay.
Okay.
So Hank wants to move up to the curtain and attempt to pull it back. Okay, and Benji is going to drool. That's Benji's action.
I have a flavor of catatonia, absolutely. So I'd like to pursue.
Flavor,
but
of
let's
drool.
You go ahead. Let's take it turn by turn.
What is Benedict going to do? Is Benedict going to try to do anything with Benji?
Well, I mean, he's going to go from his hands on his hip to, like, Benji being face forward. His hands are still on his hip, but he's going to try and, like, oh, shit. And he's going to try and get his arm under his...
Like his scoop him up.
Armpit and scoop him up to try and carry him forward to catch up to Hank.
Okay. All right, give me a strength roll for that, or something related, some strength-like kind of thing to kind of manhandle Benji. You know, he is a grown man. They're not super hard to move around. They're not super easy to move around. Oh! What was
that,
Sean?
That's a big old fumble on my strength roll.
Hmm. Is it? Jeez. Really?
Oh, that's bad.
You really like, bad. Slip and fall. Benji kind of stays where he is, but you kind of slip and fall, and what I'm actually going to do is... I'm actually going to roll a dice here.
Do I hurt myself?
I think we can all agree that 1d4 is too much. But we're gonna half this.
Wait. Let's before we do this, can I push this? Or is pushing not allowed with fumbles?
Do you want to push this? No, it feels...
We should maybe check this rule set. Like, fumble is like catastrophic
failure. No.
Failing.
You can push whenever you want.
What's worse than a fumble? If it goes bad.
What is worse than a fumble?
Two fumbles.
Good question.
Double fumble. All right, I'm gonna push it then.
All right, roll your willpower.
Run.
Roll 1d4.
Is it worth it, John?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
That's okay. A two.
Burn two willpower.
Willpower. And then?
Yep. That's harsh.
And then roll your strength thing again. Let's see what happens.
If I get a fumble again, highly unlikely. Very low odds.
If you Success! Get another fumble again, I'm going to fuck you.
Okay. Amazing.
All right.
Makes total sense.
You're able to grab Benji's so arm and you put it over your shoulder and kind of pick him up, kind of, you know, it's like a scene from Band of Brothers or something. You know, yeah. Like you're like got your hand around his waist and his shoulder, his arm over your shoulder. You got him picked up. Okay, that is what everyone's doing.
It makes total sense because Benji is one of Benedict's bonds.
Yeah,
so he would do that.
Mm-hmm. He would have tripped and like almost bitten Benji a little bit, but then caught himself and turned it into a cool move to just look like a hero
mm-hmm.
after biting him. It's in like the shoulder.
Have you seen the Ranger carry? Like
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about when you like do a roll and pick a prone person up and put them on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hank gets up to the curtain, and Hank, you're going to move up to the curtain, and right as you do, you see a hand come between the two curtains, and it slowly curls its elongated and pale fingers.
We've seen that before.
Don't like that.
Covered in bandages, of all things, around the edge of the curtain. And you hear the sound of like a bass drum, like dum, 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 dum. Like something's about to happen. So what is Hank going to do? I know what Benji's going to do. Benji. Or what was your flavor?
What's the flavor for Benji? Yeah.
I have to go into a catatonic state, and I think it's just Benji's on a stage, and this is where he lives half of his life, playing music on a stage. So he's just gonna devolve. That's his first instinct. He's on a stage. He's gonna play music. He's gonna start singing.
Okay. Mm.
He's gonna start performing. Is there a guitar on the stage?
In Benji's head, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely in Benji's head.
Benji will pick up that guitar and start playing some T-Model Ford.
In Benji's head, the audience is there and they're looking up excitedly. And Benedict's there too. And Benedict's playing backup. You know?
That's great.
That's fun. Hank's on bass.
Hank would be a bass player.
He would be a bass player.
Yeah.
I feel like Benedict has drum energy.
Okay. But yeah, so Benedict and Hank. Or Hank, what are you going to do?
Hank's going to pull the curtain. Not even wait for this hand to pull back. His gun's ready. He's just going to pull the curtain.
Roll a power roll. Let us see.
That's a good success.
Hank, you have your rifle holding like kind of in your right hand, and you reach up with your left, and as you reach up to your left, it's almost as if you're trying to, you know when you try to push two magnets together and they try to push each other apart, you feel not just like there is almost like it is hard to touch it, but it's as if your body, everything in your body is telling you no, but you overcome it and you push through and you rend back the curtain. What does Benedict do? What do you do? I want to know. So this is what Hank has done. You haven't seen the fallout yet. What's Benedict going to do?
How far back am I from Hank?
10 feet.
I think we're just going to try and catch up. Just bam, 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 bam.
Take him out.
Yeah. No, I think he's tending to Benji in that moment. He's trying to keep up with Hank. There's probably not a risk of losing Hank. So is there anything he can do to get Benji back?
No. It takes no time slapping. To talk someone down. Yeah, no slapping. It's not going to work. I would like a power roll from you as well.
Okay, well, I think he'd want to then get close to Hank and keep the group together. His prerogative is to keep the group together, but he gets a 98 failure.
As you see Hank reaching towards the curtain, almost involuntarily the words escape your lips. No. And you find yourself leaning down and vomiting.
What?
Like Benedict, like still holding Benji up, you go down and you vomit on your shoes.
Can I keep walking though? Because I've seen this. I've seen somebody's nephew just like vomit and keep walking and then make like a line.
Just keep going.
It may have been a family thing.
Like, you, like, maybe take a single step forward and just something about it. When the three of you... Well, actually, let's talk about what Benji sees. Benji, yeah. You're standing. You're standing there. You just got done with a big show. Everyone's clapping. And you and your buddy Benedict are arm in arm. You know, he's got his arm over your shoulder and you've got yours over his. And the crowd is roaring. And you see in the middle of the audience, everyone else is standing and clapping and they're all smiles. And you see that in the middle of everything, in the middle of all of it, you see what looks to be the figure of a person. You can't really tell man or woman necessarily. Tall, wearing a flowing golden cloak, but it's unraveling at the edges. On its face is a flat, expressionless white mask. And he is standing, unmoving, unnerved, unmoved, seemingly, by your performance. And you feel, and as your eyes lock with the empty mask, and you see the crown sat upon its head, you are filled with absolute and total dread.
Dread?
Dread.
That is so... Okay, so as you were narrating that, I was listening to Sail On by T Model Ford, which is the song that Benji is playing on stage. And I was... actually playing that while you're narrating. Man, copyright shit. I wish we could overlay that. Yeah.
You can do your version. You just have to learn to play it and then we can upload it.
Oh, it's so fucking good. Guys, but check out T-Model Ford.
Sorry.
That's what Benji sees.
And so, I'm in this euphoric state. I'm playing Sail On. I'm playing this song that my mentor taught me. And then I look out and I see this figure, and I'm filled with dread.
Indeed.
So, fingers stop playing, guitar drops, stagnant. What happens?
The other two of you also see this figure. You see it standing there, arm out, as if it was about to part the curtain. And Hank, as you pull back the curtain on it, seemingly preempting its entrance, the head in the mask turns jerkily towards you as if it is not sharp and crisp like that. Like it judders and shifts to look down at you. It's easily 8 feet tall.
You said it, but it was a human hand and it had like bandages on it.
Correct. And you hear the sounds of horns and trumpets and a chorus that you can barely make out, the last king comes. The last king comes. All around you. You two roll sanity checks for me, please.
God almighty, if you could set that narrative to Sail On by T-Mobile Ford, that would be so it would be so fucking epic.
All right, I actually passed this one.
I failed this one.
Okay. All right, Jean. Brad, you can take one sanity damage. Jean, roll a d6, please.
Six!
Yep.
That's a 3.
Would you like to deflect?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Roll a d4.
It's a 4. Oh, that hurts.
Okay. All right, you go ahead and... Did we decide that you're going to burn everything, even if it's over the sanity amount?
I can't remember.
I'll say you only burn 3. Burn 3 willpower, and burn 3 bonds from someone.
Okay. I'm burning it from Hank.
Okay.
He's the one that Hank, got you guys aren't, just don't feel as close
anymore.
I blame him. I blame him now, for that torch. He keeps switching on the lights and like, pulling back the curtains. And I'm like,
I don't think I was the one that started singing the blues.
So as you guys are looking up here at this thing, Benedict, you again are hit by a fresh and intense wave of nausea.
Can I stop it? Can I stop vomiting?
You both find yourself taking a step back from this thing involuntarily. Hank, what do you do?
We pull back the curtain. There's no crowd. We just hear like this chanting instruments, and all we see is basically the king in yellow.
You see this entity in front of you. What does Hank do?
This is bad.
What does Hank do?
Hank's like, "Where's Alice, you bastard?" Pointing the gun at him.
Roll me a power roll.
God. The man's got stones.
He's so bold.
50. Oh! Right on it.
Actually, I'm sorry. I should have told you to roll a power roll at negative 20.
Oh, no.
So that's a failure.
Oh, that's so sad. Don't take that away from
him. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just on the edge.
Oh. I'm sorry. Of glory.
I failed the power roll, I guess.
Wait a second. It is a negative 20 on all rolls.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
So you were about to try to say something. Nothing comes out. I'm going to say... I'm tempted to say you freeze in place. That's what I'm tempted to do.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else you want to do besides say something?
I think that's all he would attempt to try to do at that moment.
He's just like, okay. Benedict, what do you want to do?
Are we caught up with Hank?
Not really.
I feel like this is a clown situation. By the way, you too. I feel like this is a clown situation.
Benedict would want to keep going and stick together, so he's going to try and get back to Hank with Benji on tow.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
What?
Sean, did you fail your role when you saw this thing?
The sanity.
Yeah.
Hold up. So, did the power roll?
You failed, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll a dice here real quick. That's a 4. For the next 4 turns, you are awestruck and unable to act in any way.
4 turns? 4 turns. That's the entire encounter.
So, Benedict, if you want to roll me another power roll so you can overcome this, go ahead.
I think that's the only option I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a success. 42 under 45.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I want to catch up to Hank.
All right, you're going to get up there to Hank as this thing is staring down at him. And even maybe as you get up there to Hank and are able to like put, and again, you have Benji kind of over your shoulder and you're able to put a hand on Hank.
Mm-hmm.
You see this thing's head also kind of jerkily judders toward you. Now,
can I do anything?
I will say no. You were hauling another man moving about 10 feet. You made it. You did good to get this far.
Well, I just want to shout at him, so that's fine. I can save it.
Shout. What are you going to say?
So what are you doing? Get out of our way.
Oh, Benji.
King in yellow.
At the king.
Benji, you look out. And suddenly, the audience, everyone in the audience who's clapping and cheering, all at once, every single one of them slumps down, seemingly completely inert. You realize now that every one of them is American, is a mannequin. Every one of them is American.
They're Americans.
They're Americans. They're Americans. Every single
this
one.
This is a
good
nightmare.
God, man.
God, oh. God. What horror.
Ugh.
They all slump down. As you see, the king is now like moving toward you. You see it's now like in the front row, moving imperceptibly close to you. And your knees are shaking. You look down and you're all the strings on your guitar, one by one, bing, bing, bing. They all break and curl up around the
nightmare, the
neck of the guitar.
Yeah, that's enough to make any musician.
That's a real nightmare.
All right, I'm going to make a very important roll. A very
I think Benji's role. Is about to die
off stage fright.
Benedict, I need you to roll. What's your dodge skill, by chance?
34.
Not gonna be good enough. There's no way for you to succeed. There's no way for you to attempt to keep this thing from reaching out and touching Benji.
Oh. What about a dexterity?
It reaches out.
I want to fucking vomit right now.
What about a dexterity?
No. I would give you the opportunity to do a dodge roll, but there's no way you can even succeed.
What about an unarmed combat?
This is happening. You're doing this to me.
Like, can I unarmed combat
him? The hand goes
him?
Out. The hand goes out as if to cup Benji's chin. His head still up, transfixed. This bandaged hand extends, and it extends way too far out from underneath this cloak.
Question. Can I attempt to dodge, or is it just impossible?
You'll be at a negative 40. So, it's impossible.
Can I burn willpower preemptively?
This is definitely a bingo card moment for Jean of trying
Absolutely.
To argue his
That's
way
what I do.
Into this.
Right,
I don't
no,
think
I
so.
I can leave it. All right.
I don't think you can
this
push yourself
happening.
For this. I want to look at something real quick. I want to look at something
you
real quick
what?
To make sure I do this.
This
I
know,
want to yell.
You know,
it's just inappropriate.
And you have balloons?
Something like it's something like
on
this
your fucking camera.
You know what? This is kind of giving me thinking. I know we have jittery movements from like the mannequins, but there's also this thing with like bugs. What if the thing is like a giant like alien insect
oh,
in
God.
Reality?
I don't want that.
Like it's like that's the jittery movement that I'm like picturing is like some kind of fucking praying mantis or something.
I'm gonna roll a dice. as the fingers make contact with Benji's chin.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Well, what the fuck happens?
59 on a D100. How many hit points does Benji have?
Oh, he's just gonna explode.
Say again.
How many hit points does Benji have?
9. Oh, fuck.
The hand goes out and for just a moment lifts Benji's chin. Benedict, you feel the weight of Benji decrease as he is seemingly desiccates and rots.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
In a moment, going from a full grown man to bones that are bound together with only dust, the skin dripping off of his bones and splashing into the thick, murky liquid at your feet. In a moment, Benji Potts is gone, having been dealt 14 points of damage.
Oh.
You absolute motherfucker.
That is intense.
He is absolutely obliterated by a mere touch.
I'm tearing up right now. How dare you do this to me?
Oh my god.
That is so brutal.
And that is probably where we need to call it.
Oof.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. Give out your Patreon shout out, you asshole. Whatever. Finish the episode.
Everyone,
shame me.
Oh, that is amazing. Jeez.
Everyone, thank you for joining us.
Oof.
I have officially killed my first Delta Green agent.
Oh, jeez. That's rough.
Benji's gone.
That is it.
Well done. That's some bad rolls.
Feelings.
Remember him fondly.
Dace is feeling feelings.
Feelings.
All right.
Oh, man.
Everyone, thank you for joining us. You know the Patreon spiel. Tell a friend. Highs and lows.
Oof.
Thank you guys for being here with me today.
Yeah, thank you. That was good.
Good job, Joe.
That's a rough hand. That is a rough hand.
Well played, Joe. Mm-hmm. I can't argue with that.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I played the game,
beautiful.
Right?
This is why I played the game. I'm not happy about it.
It is...
Well, we'll just save it for the sandy check.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
Honestly, it's a beautiful death.
Yeah.
It's something.
All I'll say about
it. You know, and real quick epilogue. Just give us this, Dace. In Benji's mind, what happens on that stage?
Oh, you know, he's just playing Ceylon, T-Model Ford.
Just with the last two strings he has.
Gets an encore.
Just. And maybe. Maybe the figure raises its hands and the marionettes again come to their feet, this time still. And wherever Benji Potts is, wherever he is, he plays. And he plays. He plays for all of eternity, again and again and again, never tiring, never faltering.
I'm gonna miss this guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stay safe and stay sane.
Bye.
Bye. Later.